102.3 in San Rafael. It's Penguin Radio live from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Another night of NC2A Penguin basketball. Stuart Horn and Forrest Hunt, your DU broadcasters, along with Brandon Cadiz. He's our sideline man tonight. We're also filming with Scott Calhoun's crew, the great Scott Calhoun, on Channel 30. Just about a minute and a half to go until tonight's contest begins. The Penguins, Penguin women are the talk of the town as Concordia Irvine is in the house. Penguins 11-6 in PacWest Conference play after just a tremendous whooping of Holy Names just a couple of nights ago. Irvine 11-6 in conference play. Forrest 11-6. Somebody's going to go home disappointed tonight.
Yeah, somebody's going to go home disappointed too. And right now, the Penguins all they need is a win, and they're in the tournament. Guaranteed they need to win tonight, and they're guaranteed at least the fifth spot and no lower than that. And then a win tonight and Thursday night against Cal Baptist guarantees the Penguins a spot no lower than four, which so is where the Penguins want to be.
So tonight clinches a berth. And tonight and Thursday, which are absolutely doable, gets them a guaranteed of fourth. Then Baptist, then Pacific. No, check it. Then Pacific after Baptist. So we have tonight Concordia, Cal Baptist 48 hours from now. 48 hours from then, Fresno Pacific. Man, what a week of basketball. All doubleheaders, all here at the Conlin Center. A lot of home games, and you got to admit, I'd rather be at home anytime when it comes down to the end of the season.
You know, with one loss at home this year, it's tough for anybody, and I mean anybody, to come into the Conlin Center and win. Academy of Art did it that one night on a night that the Penguins just didn't look like they have every single other night this year. And I'll tell you what, Stu, even if Azusa Pacific came in here, they'd be a little on edge with knowing the Penguins have only lost one game here at home, and that's dating back to even last season.
Penguins over Holy Names just a few nights ago. That was last Friday night, 97-60. Man, what a great night it was for Tim Lacoste and the ladies. We bring in Brandon Cadiz now. A big week of basketball ahead of us, Brandon.
Definitely a big week, and if the Penguins win, they are inside the PacWest tournament, and they're looking to make it 3 years in a row.
Well, how about that? Penguins postseason. I can get used to saying that, and it seems like we've been getting used to it. The men, however, are out of it. They are done for the year as far as the tournament is concerned. Now playing for pride, for the seniors, for Jeremiah Gray. And you'll want to hang around and listen to that one tonight. It should be a good one as the Penguin men will be taking on the 17-9 Irvines. Oh, man. That's going to be a big one. We're ready for the national anthem, everybody. For those of you at home, please rise.
Mark Cousin.
Oh, man. I am excited, as can be, for basketball. Coach Tim Lacoste, he's alongside, of course, just to my right, Stuart Horn, yours truly, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz. On Media Row, we're just listening now to Mark Carlson getting the starters. We'll have those for you in just a moment. The Penguins after tonight have Baptist coming in on Thursday, Cal Baptist and Fresno Pacific to round things out on senior night. That's on Saturday. And remember, fans, that's a 2 p.m., 4 p.m. doubleheader that day, Saturday, against Fresno Pacific. The starters for the Penguins, we're waiting on that right now. But starting for the Eagles out of Concordia Irvine, they are 14-9, 11-6 in PacWest Conference play, assisted by Christine Collins-Kiernan. Montana Walters, a 5'5 senior out of Oregon City, will get things started. Kennedy Fulcher, a 6'2 freshman out of West Lynn, Oregon. Riley Washington, a 5'8 freshman out of Everett. Michaela Vanderklut, a 6'1 freshman out of Concord. And Portia Neal, the 5'8 veteran, the senior out of Fresno. Walters, Fulcher, Walsh, Vanderkloot and Neal for Concordia, 11-6 for the good old DUs under head coach Tim Lacoste, assisted by Finique Allen. Also 11-6 for Tim Lacoste. Alana Scott, the 5'9" junior out of Rockland, one of the great three-point shooters in all of Dominican history, going back 129 years. And they've been keeping records the whole time, Forrest, as you know. Angelica Collins, the 5'5" junior out of Hollister, with Sandra Ikiora, the 5'11" senior from Valencia. Natalie Diaz, also at 5'11", but a junior out of SoCal, the phenom Diaz. And Marissa Mondave, the 5'9" sophomore out of San Jose, who's been making quite a name for herself. In the middle for the Penguins is Sandra Ikiora, and she's up against Kennedy Fulcher. We're underway, everybody. Ladies basketball. Penguins attacking the Southern hoop. First shot on goal from close range. Natalie Diaz a little short. And it's booted out of bounds. The Penguins are going to get it on an unforced error after Nat missed it. It went out off the sideline just in front of us here on Media Row. 9:51 to go. Penguin Radio, worldwide broadcast, Stretch Network, Channel 30, and live on 102.3. Natalie now walks with it. No, it went out of bounds off of her foot. 9:46, and it's going to be Eagle ball. No pressure in the backcourt. Penguins on D off to our right. Drifting to the right is Vanderkloot. And Natalie just took it right away from her. She just snagged it from her. Mondave now. Chest pass. Now Mondave, three ball on the way. Oh, missed it a little bit right. Alana Scott with the rebound. A lot of traffic under the bucket in the restricted area, and whistles. Speaking of the restricted area, I listened to Christian Futch's radio show this afternoon, which just happens to be called In the Restricted Area. And that guy is so good. I'll tell you, that guy knows a lot about basketball on Tuesdays at noon. No, I check it. Is it 1 o'clock? It's one or the other. You can check the schedule as Natalie has it on the right side. And a dual possession, no bucket. Forrest, you were going to say something,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock. All and right. I actually went in there and bugged him a little bit today.
Good.
To make sure everything was, our FM was turned on so people here on 102.3 in San Rafael could listen as well.
All right, very good. That's in the restricted area. If you want to know about basketball, Futch, who's the starting center for the Penguin men's team. And the Penguins now on defense. Left-handed hook shot by Fulcher is no good, the 6'2 freshman. Boy, a lot of freshmen, but a pretty good record for the Eagles. 8:57 to go, the clock rolls. Penguin ball, no score yet. Angelica Collins up to the top to Alana Scott. Now Sandy drives in right side. Bounces off of Vanderkloot, and the Penguins still can't score. Rebound Eagles. Vanderkloot has it on a long toss from the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds, and the Penguins will have it on offense.
Yeah, and minute 20 in, this is the fifth offensive possession for the Penguins already. They've been pressing inside the paint, unable to get a bucket so far.
Alana Scott's got it, heavy D. She's got two on her, to Angelica, softly to Sandy, down low, left side, loose ball behind the... It was completely behind the bucket, but it was tipped out of bounds, apparently off of one of the Concordias. Penguin ball on the short end. Right under the bucket. Angelica brings it in to Nat at the top of the key between the circles. She fakes left, goes right. Vanderkloot on her. And the hook shot. And Diaz gets it started for the Penguins.
It seems like the Penguins are a little antsy out of the gates. Do they know they're playing a team that's 11-11? I'm sure that they know if they win, they're in. And they want to score fast and score often.
Big night for both teams. Left side. And the Penguins are on defense, and a big three ball way out on the left wing by Riley Walsh, a 5'8 freshman out of Everett, Washington. Penguins trail by one, 3-2. Angelica in the backcourt, Mondave brings it up, heaves it into the left corner. Alana Scott thinking three, but no. Driving in, Natalie left side, no, very short. Tipped out into the hands of Walters. Soft Lee from the top of the key, and the Penguins get the rebound as an air ball was sort of heaved up by Vanderkloot. The Penguins attacking again, 7.5 to go, 3-2. Very low scoring affair on Helica, left side, Scott. Scott softly down low, left side, and it's stripped away from Sandy by Walters. I believe it's Walters, Montana Walters, the 5'5 senior out of Oregon City.
And we didn't get a chance to pregame it, but Walters, Fulcher, and Walsh are great three-point shooters for Concordia that they need to look out and close out on.
Speaking of a great three-point shooter, Scott has it. Mondavi right side, long two, got it. 18-footer from the right wing. 7:09 to go. Penguins now in the lead by just one, Brandon, 4-3. Pretty low scoring so far. I think both teams are playing sort of stiff. Vander Kloot to the top, Walters right side. Walters is just getting hammered by Collins. Great defense. And Natalie steals it away after Collins forces the issue. 6:51 to go. Right side tipped out of bounds. No, it stays in play as Portia Neal gets a hand on it. That's a veteran move. Walters comes up with it and brings it up slowly. Vander Kloot at the top of the key. She's got Natalie plastered to her. Oh, and there's a walk by Riley Walsh. She's out there in the corner. And Walsh faked the jumper from way out in the corner, the far corner, as I think Angelica Collins was coming at her. So she tried to slip underneath her for us and walked with it in the process. Mondavi brings it up right side. Two on her. Now into the corner. Scott has not shot a three yet. It's been Diaz for the DUs, and Diaz with a soft jumper from down low. Very close range, little pull up, and she draws a whistle. 4-3, Penguins, 6:21 to go.
Yeah, I think Diaz knew there that Neal was the smaller defender. Diaz had 3 inches on her, and she knew it was a mismatch and thought, hey, if I go up, I'm either going to have a good advantage to get a good shot off, or she's going to foul me.
Natalie on the line. Bingo. 5-3.
Yeah, and you guys mentioned both teams really sloppy early. The Concordia Irvine Eagles with 5 turnovers and the Penguins with 4 as well. Both teams shooting 33% for Concordia and Penguins only 25%.
Natalie's 50% from the line. She missed the second one. 6:15 as the clock rolls. Penguins on D. Mondavi staring right into the eyes of Walsh as she brings it up. Walters now tipped away. Sandy all alone. Ikiora right side. Oh, she missed it. Close range. Put back by Collins. No, Sandy gets it. Loose ball. Hits the side of the backboard. 4 shots on goal and it doesn't fall. 5:58. Sandy's still just a little bit rusty.
I think she also felt the pressure from Kennedy Fulcher, who was trailing. Not super close behind, but enough to make a defensive play on Sandy if she could get there in time. I think Sandy felt that.
I think you're right. I think she heard the footsteps, literally. Sandy on the line and a horseshoe. So defensively, Ikiora looked to me to be completely back in that last game against Holy Names, but definitely only at about 75% maybe offensively. And so far tonight, I'd say about the same. Second one goes.
And both teams are taking advantage of that. Holy Names and now at Concordia, every time she receives the ball down low, she's immediately double-teamed.
6-3. Yeah, it seems like Diaz and Ikiora always have 2 on them.
That they need to focus on consistency. And so far here tonight, neither team consistent.
Portia Neal brings it in. 3 ball, right wing by Sapa Visang, the 5'7 sophomore out of Long Beach, is deep. Penguins with the rebound, Mondavi, softly to Natalie on the right elbow. Natalie drives in. Natalie, all just totally physical, all body. As Vander Kloot comes up and almost has it stripped away, is able to hold on to it. Walsh brings it up now. Penguins on defense and slams. Sopavi Sang slams into Natalie, and somebody hit the deck, and I'm pretty sure it was Natalie Diaz.
Yeah, Diaz, a lot of the time we see that when she does step inside the restricted area, she doesn't always get her feet there in time, Stu. And that time she was able to pick up the charging foul. And that would have been 2 quick fouls for Diaz within the same minute, and that's not what we want to see.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Natalie so far today, this is a very physical game that she's playing. No finesse by either team yet, and I don't know if you guys would agree with this, but I would say that so far this is a game not of subtleties, but one of big, gigantic moves. Again, all physical. Nothing subtle so far. I think as both teams settle down tonight, we'll probably see some softer shooting and less body contact, that hard contact under the bucket, which just rattles everybody.
And you mentioned who's going to settle down first. So far, it's been a lot of turning the ball over, you guys, and a lot of missed shots. And Coach LaCosta, as we know, they preach consistency. Who's going to stay consistent? And I think tonight it's going to be who plays better defense, because both teams turn the ball over, not really taking the advantage of the other team's missed opportunities.
All right. I know tonight we're also going to have some sideline work out of our sideline correspondent, Brandon Cadiz. Brandon, when's that going to happen?
going to happen at every regular timeout from both teams.
All right, very good. So everybody can look forward to that. We are about ready to go. You're listening to Penguin Radio, NC2A Division II basketball. Penguins bring it up. Natalie Diaz and Mundave working it. Boy, there's a lot of backcourt pressure out of the Eagles right now. It's 8-4 Penguins, 4:34 to go. Angelica Collins got it over to Mundave on the right wing. Mundave drives in, again, just bludgeoning her way to the hoop and a little bit deep off the window. Clock rolls 4:20. Penguins on D. Walsh, she's going to have to back out. Long three straight away. Fulcher missed it right. Scott with the rebound.
So far, it's been shot selection for the Penguins, you guys. Forcing shots.
I don't think the Penguins have missed a defensive rebound yet, have they? Been pretty good. Last game as well. Left side, Scott thinking about it. When will she start the three train? Who knows? Inside of 4 minutes. 8-4 DU. Right side, Collins. Down low, Sandy. Baseball pass. Collins, or Scott, three ball, missed it left. From that corner, anytime Scott lets one fly, it's just total excitement in the Conlin Center. On the give-and-go portion, Neal from the left side drops two. 8-6, Penguins on top of this one with 3.5 to go, everybody. Nat, Mundave thinking three. Right side now, Scott, who missed that long three from the left wing. Now Diaz. Diaz only has one defender, and she goes off the window. When she's only got one, and it was Fulcher, who's 6'2", but she was able to bounce off of her and lay it in off the glass. When she's only got one, Diaz is tough to defend. Two, that's a different story. 10-6 Penguins coming up on 3 minutes. Fulcher gets a good bounce off the window, and it falls. 10-8, Penguins by two. Scott to Anelica. Mundave, clean three ball. Good look, in and out. Rebound Fulcher. Boy, Fulcher's all over the place out of West Lynn, Oregon. Left side and driving in is Sapavi Sang. And she's fouled along the way, I believe, unless she wasn't. I thought I heard a whistle, but I guess I didn't. It was such a physical play as Sang went in left side. I just assumed it. Razo has entered the game for the first time tonight, the only switch in place of Mundave. On the short side, the Eagles will bring it up. And a left-handed layup, Vander Kloot off the window gets it to fall. It's a tie game. 5 points unanswered by the Eagles. Check it, 6:34 to go. 10 up, Sang down low, tipped away by Diaz. Boy, oh boy, Freehoff, who's coming to the game. Riley Freehoff, a 6'1" freshman out of Vancouver, Washington. Didn't we just talk about Vancouver last week? We did. She's entered the game, Sang left wing to go ahead, and it falls for a three ball.
Something to note, Stu, Julia Razo has checked in, who doesn't particularly deal with pressure well in the backcourt.
13-10, Penguins trail coming up on 2 minutes. Will Scott fire one off? Who's going to get the three to tie the game? Will anyone? That's the big question. Scott down, Razo in the corner. Stolen away from Sandy by Walsh. One of the Eagles was lying on the floor, Brandon, and Sandra Ikiora had to step around her, and that ball was loose. 2:04 to go. Collins. Inbounds now to Razo. Julia, the first-year phenom, throws it away. Walsh gets it right in the middle of the key. There were no Penguins anywhere near it. Angelica bashing up against Vander Kloot down low. Oh, and the Penguins cannot hold on to it. Loose ball, three ball, Neal. And that is the unfavorable bounce for the Eagles. It remains 13-10 coming up on 90 seconds. Angelica Collins to Julia Razo, who has had just one of those amazing freshman campaigns. And speaking of amazing, Brandon's favorite defensive player ever, Collins to Sandy, outside, Razo three to tie it. Oh, she missed it short. And the rebound with 1:11 to go is taken by Walsh. She'll bring it up herself out on the left wing against Collins. And thrown away, Collins breaks it up. One-on-one, Collins is going to slow things down. She had no numbers. Now, Nat, it's one-on-one. And Natalie takes it in. Anytime it's one-on-one, Diaz is going to get you every time inside of a minute. 13-12, the Penguins trail by just one. Riley Walsh. Well, I put my money on Diaz anytime it's one-on-one. Sang left side. Sang just falls through the middle of the key. Boy, did she find a seam wide open and just fell across, took it in left side, scored the deuce, draws the foul, and sent the Penguins a message. 41.8 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, an interesting stat to note in terms of shot selection. The Penguins have taken 7 more shots at 19 to Concordia's 12, but Penguins only shooting at 26% to Concordia's 50%, and that's due to those muscle-up layups that they've been trying to get inside the paint. I like to see the Penguins shoot it more from outside. They've had clean open looks, just haven't been able to hit them.
Sapavi Sang on the line to finish the three-point work, and she does. Razzo brings it in to Anelika Collins. Clock rolls. We're coming up on 30 seconds, everybody. Scott's got it now. Took the Penguins everything just to get it across the insignia. Scott down low. Sandy from the window. No. Just too much. Ikeora and whistles. And it's on Sandy. An offensive foul. That's her first of the night. But, boy, oh, boy, everything's going against Ikeora. She can't get it. The biscuit in the basket, and she gets rung up. 16-12, the Penguins trail. Coming up on 20 seconds. Eagle ball. Shot clock is off. Walters has it, the 5'5 senior. She's going to hang back, milk the clock, and try and get the last shot off of the period. 12 seconds now. Collins is on her. Collins just absolutely slams into free off, setting up the screen. The three ball hits the light, hits the standard. From Vanderkloot. It popped up, and I thought it was going to go through, but then it hit the wire holding the standard. And Natalie's got it. 1 second. She's got to get rid of it. There's the whistle, and she's batted away by Freeoff. 16-12. In just a moment, we'll have Brandon Cadiz for you. That's the end of the period here on Penguin Radio. Forrest, I am not happy as a Penguin fan with the way things are going. They are not playing loose, easy ball yet.
No, 7 turnovers in the first quarter, Stu. This is a team that we like to see. If they turn the ball over 15 times or less in a game, they win a lot, okay? And playing good defense. So far, they're not playing great defense. They're not making a lot of shots. As Brandon said, they've shot 20 times already,
yeah,
and they've only made 5. 5 shots out of 20 so far, and the Penguins just unable to get any sort of rhythm going whatsoever.
16-12, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio. And we'll send it over to Brandon Cadiz now on the sideline.
Penguins were off to a slow start in the first quarter as both teams had 9 turnovers. 9 turnovers for the Penguins, 7 turnovers on the side for Concordia. Diaz, the leading scorer for the Penguins at 7 points. Sang, the leading scorer at 6 points for the Concordia Irvine Eagles. It's going to be another tough one here at the Conlin Center, and both teams look to get the shooting percentage up after the first quarter. Penguins' best quarter is the second, so we look for them to heat it up then.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon Cadiz, our sideline reporter. 16-12, the Penguins trail. And it seems to me, Forrest, that the Penguins are making this more difficult on themselves. Why don't you take it away?
All right, Diaz inside, kick out Razzo, top of the key, and she walked with it. And Sue, the thing that we've noticed here in the first quarter, now into the second quarter, is that Concordia is doing a good job pressuring in the backcourt on the Penguins, keeping them from getting the ball up quickly, and using the whole shot clock in the backcourt, bringing it up for the Eagles is Walter straight away drifting left. And Helica Collins right on her, top of the key. Fulcher driving in on Sandy right side, decides to back out straight away. Dump off to Walters, 15 to shoot. Tight defense by Helica Collins. Walters drives left, down to the low block. Pass up top, 3 ball launched by Fulcher, no good. Off the hands of Collins, out of bounds. Possession will stay with Concordia. 16-12, the Eagles lead. 30 seconds into the second quarter, inbounding for the Eagles on the short side. Neal rolls it in to Walters, who takes possession at the top of the key, guarded heavily by Anhelica Collins, and Anhelica Collins might be the difference maker in this game defensively. On the right wing, Sang, long 3 ball launch, no good, air ball, rebound by Scott. Penguins pressing up quickly, no pressure in the backcourt. Diaz down low, Ikeora right side off the glass. Sandra Ikeora makes it a two-point game. And as Brandon said, Penguins are best in the second quarter. Clock rolls under nine, top of the key. Penguins on D. Ikior on Fulcher, down low to Riley Freeloff, who gets called with the three-second violation on Freeloff. Penguins have it now. Razo into Collins. Up, oh, and the pass is stolen away by Neil. Collins trying to fit that one in a tight spot to Sang. Straight away, three ball launched by Walters. No good. Rebound by Diaz, who was hacked. Up the far sideline, Collins 16-14. Eagles lead, 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Straight away, Natalie drifting right on Neil. Natalie's pass out of bounds, intended for Collins. Eagles take over, checking in for Concordia. Vanderklut and Walsh in place of Sang. And Sang bringing it up for Concordia. Will be Walsh on the left wing straight away. Freeoff on the left wing. Vanderklut has it, driving by Razo. Picks up the dribble, kick out to Freeoff. Driving in is Fulcher, who draws the foul. So count it for Fulcher. She'll go to the line to shoot two as Sandra Ikiora picks up her second personal. 18-14, Concordia leads with 8:06 left to go here in the second quarter. Fulcher toes the line. And one free throw is absolutely perfect. So 19-16, largest lead for the Eagles is at five. Full court pressure by Concordia. Penguins get it up to Scott. Scott on the left side in front of the Eagle bench. Concordia tried to trap. No, Razo thought about a three on the right wing. Drives in off glass. Count the basket. Razo will go to the line for an and one free throw. The Concordia foul will be committed by Riley Freeoff. Her first personal. First team foul for the Eagles here in the second quarter. With 7:55, Mondavi will check in place of Alana Scott. Razo will shoot her and one free throw, try to make it a two-point game. Razo had an open three on the right wing, decided not to take it. She's 0 for 1 from downtown, and she knocks down the free throw. So you wonder if Razo missing her first three and Scott missing her first three has hindered their confidence to shoot from beyond the arc. Straight away, Concordia. Fulcher has it. Ikior in her face, over to the left wing for Walsh. Walsh on Mondavi, back to Freeoff, right corner. Vanderklut, free throw line, kick out. Thought about a three was Fulcher. Instead, she'll drive it on Ikiora, seven to shoot. To the left corner, six. Bounce pass to Freeoff, three. Shot on goal, no good. Freeoff gets her own rebound. Three from straight away, a horseshoes in and out by Walters. Concordia with the rebound. Three possessions for Concordia here. Two offensive boards. Fulcher down low, free off, spin move on Natalie. Back to Fulcher straight away, three ball, misses left. Natalie with fighting for the rebound, and she gets it. Clock approaching 7 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Collins has it on the left wing, Penguins trail 19-17. Razo in the left corner, top of the key, Collins over to Mondavi, thought about a three, ball fake, driving in, free throw line, 15 to shoot. Razo left wing. In just inside the perimeter, back to Natalie, top of the key, 10. Mondavi down to Ikior, and it's knocked away by Vanderklut. Bringing it up for Concordia is Walters. Concordia leads by two. Down low, whistles. Diaz wanted a foul. Instead, Concordia is going to get a foul called on Marissa Mondavi. That's her first personal, second team foul for the Penguins. And you guys, you're over there with Scott watching courtside. And it hasn't gotten any better since you guys left, nor has since you came back.
You know what? I must say, though, that Julio Razo and one, that was big. I think that was a spark plug. And, you know, it looks bad, but not really. They're only down by three, and the turnovers are really what's killing the Penguins so far.
And that shooting percentage, oh, man, from the field, the shooting percentage is unbelievably bad. But, you know, if you're going to be rusty, do it in the first period, not in the last.
Fulcher comes away from the line, one of two. Penguins show by three. Ikiora right block. Yes, that brings it within one. And one thing that I said when you guys left is that Razo missed her first three and Scott missed her first three. And did you guys think that hindered their confidence from shooting from outside the perimeter?
Nah, because you know it's not going to last. These people are great shooters.
I hope you're right.
No,
far
I don't think so.
Side, Walters down low, free off on Nat. Shot no good, hits nothing. Mondavi with the rebound looking up court. Penguins in transition from our right to left. Pass down low to Ikior on the right block. Back out, Collins. Three ball, Collins. Oh! Yes! Collins gives the Penguins a 22-20 lead and a much-needed two-point lead.
Seven-point answered, unanswered, I should say, for the DUs.
Far side, Concordia, long to Folcher, off front iron, no good. Mondavi with the rebound, poked away. Free off, throws it into Vanderklut with a soft two from 3 feet. Good, knotted up at 22 apiece.
Boy, that was big-time heads up by the Eagles. The Penguins had the ball to run with it, and they just muffed it away.
Collins to Razzo, down low. Ikiora gives the Penguins a two-point lead back, and the Penguins are moving the ball nicely here in the last minute and a half.
Boy, what a, it's like a night and day, totally different team, and Sandra is starting to knock them down with regularity.
Whatever it is for the Penguins, it has been working here in the last 2 minutes as we approach five left to go here in the first half. Walters, ball fake, driving baseline, kick out. Vanderklut, three on the way.
Ooh.
No, it's a long two. Her toe was on the line. So Vanderklut knocks down a long two to give the Eagles a 25-24 lead. And Helico Collins quickly pressing up. Diaz into the paint, throws up a prayer, gets her own rebound with the putback for two to give the Penguins a one-point lead.
Sometimes you can pray it right back in there after you miss it the first time.
Walters, ball fake, three on the way. Check it. That was Walsh, tipped out of bounds. And the arrow will go in favor of the Penguins.
You know, you guys, there's a new referee here. This is a new NC2A ref, and I don't remember seeing her in the past.
You're right. I do not recognize one of our referees either. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins need one more win to get into the PacWest Conference Tournament starting on March 1st. And you guys, that's only a week away. The Penguins, with a game here tonight against Concordia, a big game on Thursday, 48 hours from now, against Cal Baptist, and then Fresno Pacific comes in for senior night on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, that first 10-minute period for the Penguins tonight, I thought, there's no way. They're not going to be able to wrap it up and clinch it. But, Brandon, they sure look, the Penguins sure look good since your sideline report. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I wonder if it did. But the second quarter, like I mentioned in that report, is the Penguins' best quarter of the season. They outscored their opponents by 115 points. They have 530 to their opponents 406, and Sandra Ikiora has definitely heated up in this quarter, so that's good to see. Once you have Ikiora and Diaz going, and you also got Julio Razzo and Alana Scott, so not too bad.
Penguins have gotten up to 41% shooting from the field now, and that's a little better than that 25%, Brennan, you mentioned at the end of the first quarter. So a lot better here in the second quarter. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you what it is. And I don't know if anybody can, but one of the four quarters you're going to be strong in, every team has it, and it's the second for the DUs. This is where they need to make their move.
Alana Scott has checked back in for the Penguins, along with Sydney LaRocca for the first time tonight. Penguins have it on the far side. Diaz on the right elbow, driving in. Shot goes up, no, and it's blocked by Folcher. Folcher got the block and stepped out of bounds, so the Penguins will keep it with 16 to shoot.
I'm surprised with how many plays the ball has just been stripped away by both teams.
LaRocca, spin move to the glass. Beautiful 360 by Sydney LaRocca to go around her defender on the right block and put it off glass.
How pretty was that? That looked like an Olympic half-pipe. You know, one of those.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You're making the connection?
Yeah.
That's how smooth it was.
Yeah, definitely.
Full 360.
Walsh on the left wing to Vanderklut straight away, 13 to shoot. Drifting right, pass over to Neal, driving in on Scott, 8. Kick out, Folcher, 6. Driving in on Diaz, 5. Shot goes up, count it. Diaz will pick up another foul. Folcher will go to the line. 4-1 free throw. Penguins still lead at 28-26, but that is Diaz's second personal foul. And we like to say, we like to keep Diaz two fouls or less to go into the locker room at halftime.
Also with Sandra Ikiora, she has two as well. So the two big go-to players, 1 and 2 on offense, have two fouls already.
And one free throw from Folcher goes, and the Eagles have gone back to that full court pressure. Scott brings it up straight away over to Diaz. Long two, right side, short corner, good. Natalie Diaz extends the lead for the Penguins. She now has 11. She's in double digits.
To say extending the lead to 3 is kind of, that's really wishing it, isn't it? But we'll take it.
Biggest the Penguins have had, I believe.
You know what? You might be right.
We have an offensive foul on Concordia. That'll be on Vanderklut, her first personal second team foul for the Eagles here in the second quarter as Ikior checks in place of Diaz. And as you mentioned, Brandon, both the big guns for the Penguins with two fouls here in the second quarter. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Collins pressing up right in front of us here in our broadcast booth to Razzo in the left corner. Razzo thought about a three. No, back to Collins in the left wing. LaRocca free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Needs to find some help. Finds Scott with 15 on the right wing. Scott picks it up now. Back to LaRocca. Drifting straight away, 9. Collins loses the handle, finds it, 6. To Ikior straight away, 5. Driving in right side, 3. Shot goes up, no good. 1 second. And Sandy did not get the shot clock to reset. She didn't hit anything on the shot.
No, she didn't.
So it'll be a shot clock violation for the Penguins. If
Kennedy Fulcher got an arm in there and broke up the play, and no rim and no reset. And Sandy then just had to scramble and couldn't get it done.
Penguins clinging to a 3-point, 30-27 lead. Vanderkloot straight away to Walsh on the left wing. Back to Vanderkloot, the give and go. And do not count it as she walked with it. She did not put the ball on the floor, and it was a great pass by Walsh.
And the Penguins catch a break there. No one was guarding her straight in the middle, and she took advantage by cutting straight to the basket.
Eagles back to the full court pressure. Collins gets it across the timeline from our right to left. LaRocca going in hard. Pass towards Ikior. Turnover by the Penguins. In transition, Walsh on Collins. 2-on-1. Penguins have the numbers. Fulcher high off glass. Makes it a 1-point Penguin lead with 2:20 left here in the first half, 30-29.
You can attribute Concordia Irvine's good record to lots of passing and assistance work.
Good defense so far from the Eagles here in the first half as well. Pass to Sandy, hits her right in the forehead. It was almost as if she expected to be tipped and didn't get it. Fulcher goes 94 feet off glass. No good. Scott with the rebound. She's tangled up with Fulcher. And are they going to call a foul? Or they are going to call a foul on Fulcher. I thought they were going to call a dual possession, but instead they charge a foul to Fulcher, and she'll pick up her second personal, 13th foul for the Eagles, and it looks like Riley Freehoff is going to check in for Fulcher for the last minute, 58.
Fulcher gets yanked, but I'm giving her props. She is playing very hard, that Fulcher, and heaving up a bunch of Hail Marys that are going in.
Penguins get it across the timeline to Razzo, to Scott, left corner.
Come
Scott,
on.
Three ball.
Oh, no.
Scott's confidence on that three is a little shaken here in the first half. She's 0-for-2 from beyond the arc. Walters pass, down low to Freehoff. Sandy goes up and picks up her third foul.
That was just not a smart foul by Ikiora. She jumped off of her feet where she could have just stood and put her hands up, and that was an easy call by the referee climbing over the back of Riley Freehoff.
Freehoff will go to the line to shoot two with a chance to give the Eagles a 1-point lead. First free throw from Freehoff. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So it's 30 all here with 1:40 left to go in the first half.
Interesting, on the right up here, the Penguins only have 1 6-footer in Razzo. Conversely, the Irvines have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 6 feet or taller.
Freehoff misses her second free throw, and the Eagles get it back. Walters on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Walsh, who backs out in between the circles. Clock rolling under a minute and a half to go here in the first half. All tied at 30. Losing the handle was Neal. Scott unable to poke it away. Penguins double team trap in the corner, and Razzo slaps it out of bounds. A two-handed rejection on the pass by Portia Neal.
Forrest, you know my favorite play, the two-handed rejection. It's such a rarity, but Razzo came in and did it.
Coming in for the Eagles, Sapavi Sang in place of Portia Neal. Sang will inbound with 7 to shoot. She'll get it in. To Walsh. Walsh drifting left, down the left lane, high off glass, no good. Ikior with the rebound. Approaching a minute to go here as Collins brings it up on the left side for the Penguins. Straight away to Sydney LaRocca. Penguins work it around the horn to Razzo on the right wing, 17 to shoot. Razzo drifting straight away, spin move, and she knocks down a 15-foot jumper. Razzo faked the spin move with the fadeaway from the free throw line, and it was absolutely pure.
It was. That fake spin just deked everybody in the house.
Free off long two from straight away, horseshoes out. Penguins with a 10-second differential between the game and shot clock. Collins down low to Ikiora. Working on free off. Ikiora to the rim and good. Sandra Ikiora.
All of a sudden, she's starting to look like her old self. What a great time to do it.
34-30, Penguins lead, 20 seconds to go in half number one. And boy, does Coach Lacoste want to go into the half with this 4-point lead. Walsh in between the circles, LaRocca ready for the screen from Freehoff. Walters will go with 8 on the clock. She'll go left, and she walks with it. The Penguins will get the last possession, barring anything drastic here in the last 7.2 seconds.
Plenty of time.
So it looks like the Penguins will need some help in the backcourt.
Yeah, they
full
will.
Court pressure.
Better
by
get
Freehoff.
Somebody up to help her.
And Walsh. Inbound pass from LaRocca goes to Collins. Back to LaRocca. 3. And Razzo, 2. At the buzzer. Oh. No good. Penguins lead it at the end of the first half. 34-30. And a defensive battle here in the first half. As both teams with a lot of turnovers, Stu. The Penguins with 14. And Concordia with 13 turnovers, a turnover-heavy half. When we talk about the Penguins needing 15 or less turnovers to win a game, we saw on the road against Azusa Pacific when they gave up 125 points on the road to a good APU team. The Penguins turned the ball over 33 times, and it was a significant turnover difference on both sides from that one. The Penguins turned the ball over 33 times. Azusa Pacific turned the ball over less than 20. Here tonight, we talk about turnovers and good defense being the focus for the Penguins, but when Concordia is turning the ball over just as much as the Penguins are, it's who's going to capitalize on the mistakes at that point.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And at 34-30, man, after that first period, you would think, what a gigantic turnaround. Comparatively.
On both sides, though. On both sides, it was 16-12.
On both sides of the ball for the Penguins, you mean?
On both sides, for both teams.
For
yes,
both
on
teams.
Both sides of the ball. Penguins doing much better offense and defensively, but a really low scoring first quarter and much more scoring in the second quarter for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely right. But my point here is that the Penguins did not look like themselves in the first quarter. Yep. And in the second quarter, everybody looked good, most notably Sandra Ikiora. Started making everything.
Well, like Brandon says, the Penguins much better in the second quarter. They scored 12 in the first and 22 in the second quarter.
How about that? NC2A Division II, Penguin basketball. Now we're going to send it over to our correspondent, Brandon Cadiz, on the sideline.
Penguins with a 4-point lead heading into the half, 34-30, and another thriller to clinch a spot in the PacWest tournament. Ikiora with 11 points and 6 rebounds. Diaz with 11 points and 8 rebounds, leading the Penguins. On the side of the Eagles, Vanderklut with 7, Fulcher with 11 points, as you mentioned, Stu, really hustling on the boards and crashing the glass. Total rebounds, though, in the favor of the Penguins at 25. I think in the second half, the Penguins are going to continue to dominate the offensive glass, but turnovers have been the story so far here inside the Collins Center. The key fact here is that Ikiora has 3 fouls and Natalie Diaz with 2 fouls. So look out for that in the second half. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon Cadiz. Very nice work from the sideline. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide. You know, he makes a good point there. Sandy with 3, Diaz with 2. That could be a problem.
That's a huge point, and that could be the deal breaker for the Penguins in the second half. How much is Ikiora going to play? How aggressive is she going to play? Is she going to foul out? If so, when?
I don't like any of that. 13:15 to go. We're going to take a quick break here on Penguin Radio. 34-30. The DUs lead this one in a nail-biter. We'll have the conclusion for you when we come back right here on Penguin Radio. All right, welcome back to Penguin Radio, everybody, on the Stretch Network on Channel 30. On 102.3 FM in San Rafael, and of course, worldwide on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We have about 90 seconds to go before the second half resumes. And before we do that, let's send it over to Brandon Cadiz on the sideline here at the Conlin Center.
34-30, and we're about a minute in to go into the second half. Coming out of the locker room, both teams look very relaxed, and that should transition into the play of the second half. Both teams look loose, and they know what is at stake. Both teams sit at fourth and fifth place and competing for the last 2 spots in the PacWest Conference. So I expect both teams to adjust in terms of turnovers and better shots. A lot of film, obviously, between these 2 teams, and it looks to be another great finish inside the Conlin Center. Back to you guys on Penguin Radio.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Nice work. Scott Calhoun and his crack staff of Dominican students bringing this one to you on Channel 30.
Yes, Stu, Brandon mentions turnovers. both teams. 14 for the Penguins, 13 for Concordia. And then you talked about the Penguins getting almost every defensive rebound there in the first quarter. And then Concordia, it seemed like in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, got six straight offensive rebounds, one offensive possession where they got three offensive rebounds.
34-30, the Penguins are on top as we go into the second half. 10 seconds left to go in halftime. The Penguins in the first half, 44% from the field against 37% for the visiting Eagles. As we go into quarter number three, and for quarter number three, here's Forrest Hunt.
Eagles will start with possession on the far sideline, now going from our right to left. Inbound pass goes to Riley Walsh. Top of the key, Vanderkloot has it. Over to Fulcher. Eagles moving the ball down low. Vanderkloot off the glass, left hand, good. Lead cut to two for the Penguins, 34-32. There's that full court pressure by the Eagles. Collins on the far sideline into Raza in the corner. Straight away to LaRocca in between the circles. LaRocca drives right side, kick out to Scott. Natalie Diaz free throw line driving in left side. Spin move up to the glass, no. Tipped off of the fingertips of Portia Neal. Possession will stay with the Penguins. And so far in the first 30 seconds, things going the Penguins' way. Collins inbound to LaRocca on the right block. LaRocca off the glass and good. Sydney LaRocca joins the scoring. It actually has four here so far. Tonight, LaRocca, a big part of this Penguins team, being the backup point guard, has emerged into a huge role for the Penguins. Collins tried to cut off the pass and said it gets through to Walter. Shot on goal from 14 feet, no good. Tipped off of the hands of Fulcher. Penguin ball.
And I like this insertment of Sydney LaRocca to start off the second half. I think it gives Penguins more of that defensive lineup, and they want to come out strong and limit the field goal percentage of Concordia as much as possible.
Yeah, I like your analysis there of more defense out there for the Penguins. That's what they need. Diaz, Scott right corner three, no good. Off the back iron, Collins with the offensive board for the Penguins. Fresh shot clock. Collins in the short corner, hands off to Diaz. On the right wing, Diaz driving in, hucks someone up, and she is fouled. Diaz will go to the line to shoot two. Now remember, Diaz with two personal fouls of her own, Sandy with three. That foul for Concordia on Riley Walsh, her second personal first team foul for the Eagles. Check it here in the third quarter. Diaz toes the line. She shot some free throws here tonight already as she misses her first. Diaz
at the line for your Penguins. Diaz one for three at the free throw line.
Trying to make it 50% is Natalie. Second free throw up, and she airballs it. And she knew it right away when it left her hands. And the look on her face and Mark Carlson's face says it all, as if, what was that? We don't see Diaz miss free throws rarely ever, and that time she didn't even hit a thing. Eagles bring it up on the left side. Low block is Vanderkloot, kick out to Fulcher, soft two from 8 feet, no good. Rebound by Angelica Collins. Collins is just all over the place with the Penguins. She gets boards, she gets points, steals, rebounds, assists. Collins on the left wing straight away to Natalie Diaz. LaRocca, ball fake, crossover move, right side, driving in, off glass, a little too much. Rebound, Fulcher. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 36-32. Penguins lead by four. Straight away, Fulcher down to Vanderkloot, double teamed into the corner. No look pass, three ball left wing by Walsh. Good. Brings the Eagles within one, 36-35. Good no look pass to find Riley Walsh on the left wing. Collins to Razzo in the far corner. Straight away, LaRocca to Diaz on the left elbow. Diaz driving on Fulcher off glass, no good. Rebound, Vanderkloot. Walsh's pass. Check it, Walter's pass to Walsh. Over to Fulcher on the left wing. Into the left corner is Walsh, driving past LaRocca. Walsh to the rim to give the Eagles a 1 point lead.
You know, the referee didn't see it, but I saw it. Sydney LaRocca's arm was held by Fulcher real quick on the screen, and that caused LaRocca to trail the defender behind. A smart play, though, because they got the angle.
7 minutes to go, Razzo. Pass for Diaz wide. Picked up by Vanderkloot. Another turnover for the Penguins, and I'm sure that was an emphasis at halftime for Coach Lacoste as a couple of fresh Penguins get ready to check in. In between the circles is Walsh. LaRocca on her to Walters on the right wing. Collins out playing defense. Penguins on D on the southern end of the Conlin Center, 10. Inside, Vanderklut, shot off glass is good. Eagles with a three-point lead, 39-36. This is one of those games, Brandon, that we talk about. The Penguins can't lose steam. They need to be going 110% all 40 minutes. Razzo on the right wing to Nat on the free throw line, driving in. Nat off glass, no good. Rebound, Collins. Collins on the baseline to LaRocque, who goes straight to the hoop on the right block and gets it knocked away by Fulcher. Picked up by Vanderklut, pass off to Walsh. Right wing, Walters three, no good. Rebound, Razzo. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. LaRocque bringing it up on the right elbow, hands it off to Scott. Can Scott and Razzo get going from beyond the arc? Diaz spin move in the restricted area was shoved. No good. Rebound, Fulcher. Eagles with a 39-36 lead here in the third quarter. Penguins led 34-30 at halftime. Slow start to the third quarter for both teams. Fulcher's pass down low to Vanderklut. Back to Fulcher. Knocked away, and Diaz picks up her third personal.
That's a big foul. Now, both of the 1-2 options for the Penguins at three fouls each. But an interesting note here is that looking to check in for the first time will be Vanessa Cruz, and we haven't seen her since that Hawaii road trip where she got injured. So we definitely miss her defensive presence as well, and we're going to look to see how she comes in for the first time since that injury.
Fulcher shooting the first of two. First one's good, 40-36. Eagles lead, and Coach Lacoste just off to our right is wanting a travel call on the play by Fulcher, which ended in a Natalie Diaz third personal foul. Vanessa Cruz, as you mentioned, Brandon, checks in for the first time tonight since that road trip. 41-36, Eagles lead. Collins to Cruz on the right wing. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Collins in the far corner, down low. Sandra Ikiar off glass. Sandy gets one to fall through. And she cuts the lead to three for Concordia.
Forrest, this is coming right down to it. I'm already getting nervous. We're not even in the fourth.
Three ball straight away by Fulcher, no good. Rebound by Sang. Back to Fulcher, who takes at least four steps. And I'm sure you can hear Coach Lacoste calling for the travel.
He got it.
As that one was blatant.
He finally got it.
He wanted it on the last possession, didn't get it, gets it on this possession.
Forrest, as you know, both teams 11-6 in conference play. And that is that's going to be big because one of these teams is going to come away tonight very unhappy.
Coach Lacoste letting our official know, she goes by, hey, and when they get to the middle, they're taking way too many steps. Razzo inside gets it knocked away. Razzo hits the deck and incidentally trips Walters for Concordia as Julia Razzo picks up her second personal. So a lot of fouls here from the Penguins so far tonight. Diaz with three. Ikeor with three. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And it looks like Coach Lacoste is going to check Natalie Diaz back into the game, even with those three fouls.
And 41-38 with 4:45 to go, everybody. This is going to come right down to it. We're halfway through the third period, and we'll send it over to Brandon Cadiz on the sideline.
3-point advantage so far for the Eagles, 41-38. Eagles' biggest lead tonight was 5, Penguins at 4. A late foul there called, and Sandra Ikiura heading to the line and getting that foul in after that made basket. Sandra Ikiura is starting to heat up, but three fouls from each player. They need to be careful and not pick up that fourth foul until that fourth quarter. That's going to be key for the Penguins to try to close it out here in another hard contest. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Penguins shooting 44% now. So eking upward for us, 25% in the first. It was 40% after the half, and now 44. The Eagles eking up at 37% now, but leading this one by three. The Penguins are taking a lot more shots. And lots of shots, you would think, would result in lots of points. But right now, the Penguins are trailing by one bucket. Here's Forrest.
Especially after the last game, Stu, we saw the Penguins put up 97 points.
Yeah.
Then playing Holy Names, here playing the fifth-ranked Concordia Eagles. Eagles have it off to our left, driving inside. Walters' floater is good. extending the Eagles' lead to 43-38.
Boy, the net didn't so much as shudder. That was such a perfect shot.
Cruz goes behind the back, crossing the timeline, drifting right to the right wing. Cruz down low to Ikior on the right block. Ikior on Vanderklut, high off the glass. Good, looking for a foul, no call. And the whistles have been nearly one-sided here. Vanderklut from straight away knocks down a three, 46-38. Concordia leads with their biggest lead so far of the night.
Yeah, and Tim Lacoste had his palms to the ceiling as if to say, where's the whistle on that previous sequence?
A lot of missed whistles, and Coach Lacoste is unhappy about it. Cruz with some nifty handles going behind the back. Cruz has it straight away with 14 to shoot in between the circles, looking for a screen from Diaz. Cruz goes left, fakes the pass, goes underneath, and gets it knocked out by Fulcher. And that's a play that we see Cruz go to a lot. That head fake, the fake pass to the outlet in the corner, and then going straight to the hoop, and a lot of times it gets the defender. Cruz will inbound with seven to Natalie in the short corner with six. Natalie spin move five, up off glass four, count the bucket, Diaz to the line for an and one free throw.
What an amazing play by Natalie. Heavy traffic, but that's really where she's best. It doesn't make any sense in the world, and yet statistically, she's clearly better when there are hands in there. I don't know if it makes her focus more or what the point is, other than she's able to get it done, and that matters a lot if you can just get it done.
Diaz, can she get it done? No, on the end when free throw rattles out. Diaz, along with Ikior in, both with 13 apiece. 46-40, Concordia leads. From the top of the key. Three ball launched by Walters is good from the right wing. 49-40, Concordia leads. As we approach 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Diaz extended free throw line, left side. Backing down her defender, we have a whistle. Free off was on Diaz, and I believe she'll be picking up a foul. Free off picks up her first, check it, second personal, third team foul for the Eagles. Inbound pass from Cruz goes to Ikiora, who drives the paint and throws one up and in. Ikiora from the middle of the paint, 6 feet away, cuts the lead for the Eagles down to seven.
I think the DU's only chance is if Ikiora can get her game in order. And she here, since the second period, has done just that.
Ikiora letting Walters go to the hoop with the three fouls. Ikiora and Diaz with three fouls here with 2.5 to go in the third quarter.
Forrest, I think you're absolutely right. She allowed her to penetrate because she's afraid of fouling out Sandy.
Sandy from the free throw line wants isolation, gets it. Shot goes up, no good. Gets her own rebound off glass, no good. This time gets the whistle. Penguin bench loves the whistle. Ikeura will shoot too. That foul for Concordia on Michaela Vanderklut, her second personal, fourth team foul. Team foul for Concordia.
Well, the Penguins, if I'm not mistaken, that's an 11-4 run for the Concordias.
Ikeura's first free throw. Line drive off the front of the rim, off glass, and rattles through. 51-43. Ikeura toes the line for her second attempt. Line drive, free throw, off glass. No good. Vanderklut with the rebound, bringing it up. Portia Neal for Concordia with that 51-43 lead as the clock approaches 2 minutes. On the right wing, Sang back to the top of the key, free off. Bounce pass inside, stolen away by Cruz. Cruz in transition, looking up, finds Scott in the short right corner. Scott inside Ikiora, up off glass, and good. Looking for a whistle again is Coach Lacoste and the Penguins, but no need. Sandy knocks it down anyway. Straight away, Vanderklut has it, 51-45, Penguins trail. Sang to the hoop, and she was fouled, apparently, on the shot attempt. So count the bucket, Sang will shoot one. That foul was on Vanessa Cruz.
Yeah,
and our palms are the ceiling, just like Coach Lacoste is saying, well, I mean, it was quite questionable.
Well, Sang gets the whistle, and Sandy doesn't in a very similar
circumstance. And that's why we're questioning it. Was it a foul? Maybe, maybe not, but they're calling one a foul and not the other. 54-45.
Yeah, but we cannot let this come down to the referees.
Diaz, pass inside to Ikiora. Diaz throws it away, picked up by Vanderklut. Walters brings it across half court for the Eagles. Vanderklut straight away, drifting left. dump off Sang. Thought about a three. Instead, we'll take it to the extended free throw line and dump it down low. Pass all the way out to the right corner to Portia Neal. Shot on goal, no good. Tipped off of the fingertips of Riley Freehoff. Ball will go to the Penguins with 1:17 to go in the third quarter. Backcourt pressure from the Eagles. 54-45. Cruz goes behind the back, crossing the insignia from our left to right. Cruz going left. Freehoff inside to Diaz. Oh, and Diaz gets called with the charge as hitting the deck was Sapavi Sang. Diaz picks up her fourth personal.
I'm Mike Carlson impression.
No bugger.
I was waiting for Mark Carlson to do it.
Diaz did make the bucket, but picks up her fourth foul with still a minute to go here in the third quarter. Walters brings it across the timeline, in between the circles to the right side, Neal. Scott in her face, straight away, free off. Back to Walters, who drives left, bounces it inside to Vanderklut. Full court pass to Scott all alone. Scott knocks it down. 54-47, Concordia leads. You can hear assistant coach Vanique Allen. They need to get a stop. They want one more bucket on offense going into the fourth quarter.
Oh, that would be good.
Free off, straight away to Vanderklut, driving in left side on Diaz. Oh, and they're going to call the fifth foul on Diaz.
Oh, no.
And Diaz is gone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Count the bucket for Vanderklut. She'll go to the line to shoot one.
We're 23 seconds away from the fourth quarter, and Diaz is histo. Oh, wait a minute.
They're going to assess it on Sandra Ikiora?
No, they made a mistake. It says 14 on the board, but they mean 24.
Okay. So Diaz is gone with 23.2 left in the third quarter, and the Penguins trailing by 10. Diaz, who has arguably been the best player for the Penguins this year in the absence of Sandra Ikiora.
No, I would say inarguably she had to step up there, and once she was able for us to assume that role completely, she really embraced it.
But, Diaz took over this team in the second half of the season. Vanderklut's and one free throw is through. 11-point lead for the Concordia, and that's their largest of the night, as Coach Lacoste wants an explanation along with the rest of us.
I mean, what is Coach Lacoste thinking right now that he just lost Diaz, which may be the key to tonight?
Scott down low, Ikiora, 10 seconds left in the third quarter, straight away. Collins, Cruz on the far wing. Cruz down low to Ikiora, and it's kicked by Sang. Out of bounds, Penguins will have 3.7 to shoot on the inbound. Can they find Scott in the corner for a three? Inbound from Cruz. Goes to LaRocca on the far wing. 3-2, LaRocca free throw line. One throws it up at the buzzer. Can't get it to fall as LaRocca was knocked in the face on the play. The end of the third quarter, Concordia leads 57-46. And not a third quarter for the Penguins to remember, losing Diaz for the last 10 minutes of this game.
That's a heartbreaker there. Without Diaz, the Penguins are really up against the wall in a 9-point deficit. I am very interested to know what Brandon Cadiz thinks about this. We'll send it over to the sideline right now.
That was definitely a tough end to the third quarter. The Penguins' worst quarter of the season is that third quarter, and it didn't get better with Natalie Diaz fouling out with her fifth and disqualifying foul. That quarter was all thanks to a back-and-forth contest between Concordia's Vanderklut and the Dominican Sandra Ikiora. It looks like Sandra Ikiora will be the woman to take over in the fourth quarter, and the Penguins look to get other shooters heated up. Vanessa Cruz and Sydney LaRocca should be able to play that defensive factor, but look for Alana Scott to heat it up in the final and fourth quarter. Well, back to you guys.
I hope you're right, Brandon, because if the Penguins don't get something going, they are outmatched. Concordia, I thought it was the Penguins in the first period. DU comes roaring back in the second. Now in the third, the Penguins have, as Brandon reported, the worst third quarter of the season, scoring 34, 12 points total. And now the DUs have got to get it done. Fourth quarter action. Sandy has it down low. Left side on the baseline. Sandra Ikiora for two. She gets it right over the top of Freehoff.
It's a good way to start the fourth quarter, and now Coach Lacoste implementing that full court pressure with Collins, who's a defensive nuisance.
57-48, well said. 9:29 to go. Right off the baseline, and somehow Freehoff misses the easy shorty. Penguins get it back after a masterful rebound by the veteran Ikiora, the senior. Scott in the corner. Penguins on offense. LaRocca to Sandy, down low, window right, no whistle. Freehoff is just in her face.
We've seen Sandy miss those types of shot, real close range, a lot tonight.
Oh, an all ball hack, and somehow Ikiora does not draw the whistle. She brings it up to Scott on the right wing. Driving in, LaRocca walks with it, and she did walk with it. Vanderkloot tripped her up, but Sydney LaRocca was responsible for everything with the ball. 57-48, Penguins trail in this low-scoring affair, 8:45 to go. DU's win tonight, they clinch a berth. Same thing can be said for the Eagles out of Concordia. 8.5 to go, everybody. Penguins on D. Whistles as Vanderkloot spun with it. And the foul is committed by Vanderkloot, the 6'1" freshman. She's out of Concord, California in the East Bay. Concordia from Concord. I don't know if there's a connection there. There is somewhere. Penguins now on offense. After the give back, Alana Scott, three ball straight away. 57-51.
That's the one to get Scott going here in the fourth quarter. If they're going to make this comeback, it has to be a lot of Scott and a lot of Razzo and a lot of defense.
Lacoste loses Diaz with 20 seconds to go in the third period. So the ladies are going to have to step up if they're going to get it done. The Penguins trail by six, but they've answered with six on their own. There's a rebound for Ikiora in the backcourt. Loose ball. Everybody dives on it. That's between Fulcher and on Ellica Collins with 7:53 to go. It's 57-50.
Something to watch, too. After that whistle was blown right here, Sandy reaching down at that left ankle. I'm going to say that she was just readjusting her sock.
No, you're right. She's not limping. I know you're hypersensitive, though, as we all are, watching Ikiora on that left ankle that kept her out of a third of the season.
It's a good call, though, that she wasn't limping because she may have been readjusting her sock. She may have been massaging that ankle.
57-50. Three ball straight away by Fulcher, good. Penguins trail by nine again, 7:34. DU's had a little something going. Can they keep the mo up? Cruz drives in right side. Cruz pinched it between her hip and her wrist. And a good find with LaRocca driving the bucket. And the Penguins score in a good work there by Angelica Collins to break up the play. She goes flying out of bounds. She didn't do a stage dive into the Concordia bench, but that's only because she got lucky.
Collins just one step ahead of each play.
60-53, 7:18, inbounds, and one of the Eagles fell out of bounds. It was brought into Walsh. Oh, no, it was a foul on LaRocca. She pushed her. That's how she fell down, or the reason she fell down. 7:18 to go, everybody, in the game. Penguins trail by only seven now. Penguins on defense. Fulcher to the right side, throws it away, DU ball. The stop Fanique Allen was talking about.
And these are the opportunities on offense that you cannot have an empty possession. These are possessions that you need some points on the board, whether you draw a foul and get one. Some points are better than no points in the situation,
right?
Especially when there's still 7 minutes left.
Some sort of production on every possession.
You don't want to wait till 3 minutes to try and come back.
Cruz between the circles, left side Sydney. Oh, she just got slapped in the face by Neal, but no whistle. LaRocca's okay. She's got it on the free throw line. Back to Collins. Collins drives in left side. Three on the shot clock. Sandy's got to get rid of it. One, not in time. And the putback. Oh, there was a shot clock. I thought it was a violation, but no lights went off.
No.
Sandy then draws the foul on the attempted putback, and the foul is on Morgan Bryant. Bryant, a 5'10 senior out of Valencia. And that'll put Angelica Collins on the line.
That was a close one, Stu, to that shot clock violation. Sandy just got away. And when I say just got away, I'm talking less than 0.3 seconds left to shoot.
Right.
Just got it away.
The first one by Collins is good. And it's not just getting it away. It's catching the rim, right?
Yep.
Within the time allotted, 6:40 to go. The second one goes down, and the Penguins trail by only six now. Just hacking away at that lead. Penguins now on defense. Good head fake by Vanderkloot. She goes left side and stolen away by LaRocca. She gives it over to Scott, who just scored the big three a few moments ago. Baseball pass, and she throws it away into the hands of Walters. Penguins one-on-one. Cruz is against Vanderkloot. Instead, back over to Walters. Top of the key. She's going to slow it down 20 seconds on the shot clock. 6:11 overhead. Walters back by the insignia. Collins is on her, and Collins bashed into her in a whistle. She really even hit her that hard.
She did. She barely hit her, Stu. That's just good defense, and they're calling it a foul. That on that particular play, that is good defense by Collins. And
anything else just allows full penetration.
Collins had her hand right in front of her. She had one hand on the shoulder, and then the refs won't call it unless you have that arm extended or holding the offensive player.
6 minutes to go, everybody. The Penguins trail by five. Walters top of the key. Working it down low. Fulcher goes long two. No Sandy rebound. IQR brings it up, flips it over to LaRocca, left side. LaRocca drives in a lot of window and draws the foul. The foul committed by Vanderkloot.
And how much do we see that from Sydney LaRocca not being afraid to take on the bigger defender as a smaller guard? LaRocca standing at 5'7", a freshman taking it upon herself to drive through the penetration and know she's going to get the contact in.
LaRocca buries the first one. Vanderkloot, a 6 foot one-er.
Yeah, LaRocca at that point, just you throw it up, you know you're fouled. If it goes in, sweet. I have an opportunity at a 3-point play. If not, I know I'm going to get two shots from the free throw line.
60-56. LaRocca misses the second one deep, but the rebound is by Ikiora. So LaRocca's got it now on the top of the key. And back over to Cruz now, is going to slow things down. She surveys, moves left, long pass right side. Sydney's got it, spin, 360, no. Collins, Scott on the right wing. Down low to Sandy, one-on-one, window. Sandy buries the deuce! 60-59, the Penguins trail by only one. 5:21.
So much tonight have we seen Sandy throw that too hard off the window. And last game out against Holy Names, we just talked about in the second quarter, she got her touch back at the rim.
She's dialing it in. Shot on goal from the right side. Too much window by Fulcher. Penguins in the rebound, Sandy brings it up. This is the first time in about 45 minutes, the Penguins have had a chance to go ahead, and now Cruz throws it away. Loose ball, who's got it? Everybody's on it. Now all alone under the bucket is Sapavi Sang, and she buries the deuce. 62-58, thwarting the Penguins' big momentum change. 62-58, 4:45 to go.
This is right where the Penguins wanted to be, Stu. They made that comeback early. They've cut it to four. Now they have 5 minutes to work.
Penguins on offense, LaRocca, who's been such a huge part of this fourth period comeback. Penguins trail by three. 4:28, LaRocca right side. She's got a lane, and she draws another whistle.
She does it every night, Stu. She took on the 6'2" Fulcher, drew the foul. Oh, LaRocca, night in and night out, is going to turn into one heck of a guard here for this Penguins squad.
4:25 to go. We have a media timeout here at the Conlin Center. 62-58. The Penguins trail by four. It was as many as 12. And the D's have come roaring back. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Now we'll send it to Brandon Cadiz on the sidelines.
Well, how about that run by Sydney LaRocca, guys? As Stu mentioned, she's been incredible here in the fourth quarter, being that energy plug for the Penguins, taking a charge, getting a steal, drawing contact, and heading up to the free throw line. And she made one out of two free throws, and now the Penguins only trail by four with about 4 minutes left. Credit to the freshman and Sydney LaRocca. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Stuart Horn, yours truly, and Forrest Hunt. here on Media Row.
You know,
nail biter, 4:25 to go.
You talk about the Scott Davis keeping it with 11 points within 3 minutes.
Yeah.
The Penguins are right there. That's why they need to start making that comeback with 7 minutes left and not wait till 3.5 minutes to come back from 11 with a four-point game. This is anybody's game in the last 4:25.
Scott Davis, who Forrest just mentioned, was the last coach of the last championship team for the Penguins, and that was in 2004. The Penguin women won it 2 years in a row. LaRocque on the line. Knocks down the first one. It's a three-point contest with 4:25 to go.
Defense has to be the point of emphasis here in the last 4.5 minutes for Coach Lacoste.
Second one goes down. So Scott Davis used to say, if you're 11 down with 3 minutes to go, you can still get there. Penguins are only down by two, and there's 4:20 to go. Penguins on defense now. And really slowing things down is Riley Walsh. And now they throw it away. Intended for Bryant. Morgan Bryant is a 5'10 senior out of Valencia. And the Penguins come up with it. It's another chance to tie it. Down low, Sandy. Window, Ikiora, no. LaRocque with a rebound. Three ball, Scott to go ahead. Yes! A lot of Scott buries the tray. 63-62, Forrest. 3:48 to go.
Two for two in the second half. Stu came out shooting the three strong.
Free off, gets it left side to Sang. Three for the answer. 65-63, the Penguins trail. 3.5 to go. Here comes LaRocque. This is where it gets fun. LaRocque head fake. She backs out. Left side, Cruz. Oh, Scott thinking three, but did not let it fly as Morgan Bryant came in on her very hard. Sandy now fakes right, goes left, goes up, can't get it, gets her own rebound. Now she kicks out and it's a jump ball. Walters absolutely forced the issue and put her hands on the ball while Sandy was trying to get rid of it. So a dual possession, 3:13 to go, 65-63. It's going to be Penguin ball. And with the final 3 minutes of this one, here's Forrest.
All right, inbounding on the short side. Vanessa Cruz into Sydney LaRocque. Penguins with almost a full shot clock with 28. LaRocque from the right block. Yes, from 7 feet. Her defender, Portia Neal, tried to fall and draw the charge. No call. LaRocque ties it at 65.
How smooth is LaRocque? Had it all alone. Sometimes the toughest shot there is.
Neal. With LaRocque in her face, top of the key, free loft between the legs. Sandy giving her room. On the right side, driving in, Sang back out. Top of the key to Neal, driving in left side. Picking up the foul is Sydney LaRocque as she bumped her on the way by. 65 apiece, 2:42 left. Checking in for Concordia is Vanderkloot.
You know,
and
this
we have a media timeout.
Well, with a media timeout, you're listening to Penguin Radio worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. You know, Forrest, this is very interesting. We were talking about how when Sandy went down about a third of the way into the season that Diaz had to kind of hoist the team up on her shoulder and really kind of take the team. And once she became comfortable with that, she did great work with it. Now Ikiora is back. Well, now Diaz is out tonight, and the rest of the team seems to be stepping up in her absence and really taking responsibility.
Yeah, LaRocque now has 11 points coming in the second half. 11 points
there you
off
go.
The bench.
Perfect
the
example
bench.
Of what I'm talking about.
Penguin bench is absolutely taking over that role, as you said. Now with Diaz out and Sandy up there with 19 points. Now Diaz came out with only 13.
Yeah.
Even when Diaz does foul out, we've seen her, she eclipses 20 most of the time.
Fouling out with 20 seconds to go in the third period. You know, Diaz, who's led the team from the day that Ikiora spun on that left ankle and tore everything in there. Well, she's back now, and every time she reaches down to tie her left shoe, Forrest and I wince. 2:42 to go. Tie game. Concordia ball right under their bucket. Here's Forrest.
And now the Penguins with the veteran Ikiora on the floor. The guard, Vanessa Cruz, can't turn it over anymore here within the last 2:42. Collins, the defensive presence. LaRocque, the best off the bench the Penguins have had here tonight. And then, of course, Alana Scott, the best three-point shooter in the country on the floor for the last 2:40. 65-65. Right wing, Walters. And Helica Collins on her, drifts to the free throw line. Neal driving in left side, dump off to Vanderkloot. They get the call. Vanderkloot gets the bucket. score it 67-65. Vander Kloot to the line to shoot an and-one free throw as Vanessa Cruz picks up her second personal.
I'll tell you, Walters is absolutely running the show for Concordia right now. She is as cool a cucumber as I've ever seen.
Vander Kloot to the line. Bounces it three times, bends at the knees. The and-one free throw up, no good. Ikeor with the rebound with the Penguins trailing by two. 2:25 to go. Cruz bringing it up from our left to right. Settling in between the circles, drifting left towards the wing. Into the corner, straight away, LaRocca. Ball fake, free throw line long to LaRocca. Yes! Sydney LaRocca ties it at 67 with 2:10 left.
You know, Walters is pretty cool, but I'll tell you what, LaRocca is the ice woman. Love it.
Penguins at fourth in the conference, Concordia at fifth. Both teams playing for a secure spot in the tournament. Walters, three ball, no good. And we're going to have a defensive foul, an off-ball foul on Angelica Collins as she was fighting through the screen and a lot of contact, but you would think that Collins was trying to draw the offensive foul there. Instead, picks up her second personal, and that will send Sapavi Sang to the line as the Eagles are now in bonus. Any foul from here on out will result in free throws. Penguins one away from getting into bonus.
67 all and 1:52 to go. These free throws mean so much.
First one by Sang, no good. Scott, LaRocca, Ikeora, Collins, and Cruz for the Penguins. No Natalie Diaz here in the fourth quarter at all as she fouled out with 23 seconds left in the third. Second free throw from Sang, good, 1:52. As we have whistles on the inbound pass, and we have an official timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Stu, I have no idea why they blew the whistle.
Well, it looks like they're correcting something. Our associate AD, Spencer Shamo, is asking for some clarity with the referees. The scoreboard says 68-67 with 1:51 to go. And now they've asked for a full timeout, so it looks like they really have to go to the books here and find out what went wrong.
And I'm sure this last 1:51, as we've talked about it before, the Penguins not turning the ball over as much here in the second half, but neither team really sharp offensively, and the Penguins have turned it on here in the fourth quarter, and Coach LaCoste drawing up a couple of plays on his whiteboard, and he has to be preaching, hold on to the ball, keep your passes crisp, don't force anything, and play tight defense. Ikeor with 19 and three fouls on the board will be out on the floor for the remainder of the game, along with Cruz, LaRocca, Collins. Oh, Stu, a 1:51 for a guaranteed trip to the PacWest tournament on the line. The Penguins win tonight. They're guaranteed no lower than the fifth spot in the tournament. First two teams get a bye. Three plays six, five plays four. If the standings stay the same as they are today, Stu, in the first round, the Penguins would play Concordia once again in round number one.
Scott, Ikeora, LaRocca, Cruz, Collins for Tim LaCoste's Penguins.
And Coach LaCoste now getting the explanation on the officials' timeout, and they haven't changed anything on the board. From what I'm aware of, it's still 68-67.
Okay, I just listened in. I was doing a little eavesdropping there, and they were just double-checking some of the stats in the live book, and it looks like everything is square. But this game, like many games, gets moving so quickly that all of the people in charge of scoring and keeping track of every little play and every touch and every detail, now they brought the coaches together, and we'll hear... We'll see if we can figure out what they're saying. See if you can read the lips of our referee. Nope, Coach LaCoste is standing
Coach
right LaCoste between
just
us.
Just right in front of her, yep.
Yeah.
I can see the rest of her, but I cannot see her mouth, so I cannot do my lip reading.
1:51 to go. It's a tie ball game. It's going to be Penguin ball when we come back. But as Forrest mentioned, the Irvines are in the bonus in this game that means so much, as both teams are 11-6. Whoever wins is guaranteed a berth. And now I'll tell you what, Coach Christine Collins-Kiernan is very animated.
as she's trying to get an explanation, as coaches tend to be when they don't like what they hear.
And she's been animated all game, too. We see Coach Lacoste only really with any energy when something really does not go the Penguins' way. And then he'll ask for an explanation from the official. But Coach Lacoste, never really too animated. He's calm, cool, collected.
No, he's always cool about stuff. And usually, you know, he doesn't – a lot of the the coaches will argue every single call. But Coach, when Lacoste says it, it usually means something. Penguin ball on the far end, 1:51 to go.
They change it to 68 apiece.
Now they show 68 up.
And it was 68-67 Concordia. This one goes in favor of the Penguins.
That's why – Coach Collins Kiernan was so animated because they put an extra point on the board for the DUs. And I think Lacoste got to love that. All right, Forrest, take us in.
1:35 to go. Straight away, LaRocca driving on her defender. She picks up the foul. It's a blocking foul on Concordia's Portia Neal. LaRocca will go to the line to shoot two free throws.
94 seconds to go, and both of these teams are playing really tough.
It's a second personal for Portia Neal. Both teams now in bonus. Any foul results in two free throws.
Man, everybody in the stands, it draws dead silence here in the Conlon
Center. LaRocca's first is good to give the Penguins a 69-68 lead with 94 seconds. As Kennedy Fulcher checks in for Portia Neal. Fulcher has been a nuisance on defense for Concordia here tonight. LaRocca's second free throw. She thought it was no good. Went to follow it up, and it hits the front of the iron and goes through. 70-68, 90 seconds left. Bringing it up is Walsh between the circles, drifting right. Off to Vanderklut. Straight away, Fulcher. Down low to Vanderklut, who has been hot all night. Vanderklut under the bucket, ties it at 70 apiece.
Looks over her left shoulder and knocks it in. Upside down play.
And Helica Collins now, 1:10. Bounce pass down low, intended for Ikeora. Wide out of bounds, Eagle ball. 70 apiece. Coach Lacoste saying we need to talk. No more turnovers. And brilliant defense here in the last 70 seconds.
This is where Collins is so good.
Collins is a difference maker in these types of moments. Pass to Vanderklut, up to Fulcher. 18 seconds, we're under a minute to go. Walsh down low, Vanderklut with the charge. Sydney LaRocca, who seems to be in the middle of everything defensively and on both sides of the ball here in the fourth quarter, picks up the charge, the freshman. Making a difference in the paint.
That was
on
huge.
Vanderklut.
That was huge, that was a veteran move. She had come set both feet and picks up the charge. The first offensive charge called tonight. 52 and a half seconds. A tie ball game at 70 up.
Free off, checks in for the Eagles. LaRocca doesn't care how more experienced you are, how much bigger you are. She'll go right after you just the same. LaRocca with 45 seconds left. Goes right, driving to the hoop, dump off to Sandy inside. Sandy comes up with it. No, they call a dual possession, and it's going to go in favor of the Eagles. And as the ball was still rattling around, Stu.
I'm surprised they called that jump really quickly. But, you know, the truth of the matter is LaRocca threw it into traffic, and the Penguins would have given it up anyway.
Penguins need one more stop and one more bucket to secure a trip to the PacWest tournament. Straight away is Walters. Walters driving inside, loses the handle as it goes out of bounds, but was tipped away by Ikeora with 16 to shoot. I thought Walters just lost the handle on it.
I thought she high dribbled it right off the end line, but I guess Sandy got a hand on it because nobody's arguing.
Walsh to inbound with 16 to shoot. Top of the key, Walters will shoot a three on the way. Good. Three is good by Riley Walsh. Check it. Montana Walters cruise up the far sideline, 20 seconds. Over to LaRocca straight away. They need to get it to Scott in the corner. Scott loses it. They turn it over. 16.2 on the clock. Eagles lead 73-70. Coach Lacoste wants a timeout. Penguins turn it over, trailing by three. And Coach Lacoste, will they go for the steal in this situation, or will they foul and risk the Concordia Eagles making it a two-possession game with 16.2 seconds left?
That was a huge play from Walters to bury the three with less than 25 seconds to go. And she just backed up. No defenders anywhere. Clean look. 3 points. At this point, that's huge. Penguins are still in it. Plenty of time.
Now, will Coach Lacoste foul here to risk making it a two-possession game, or do they go with the tight defense with LaRocca, Collins, and Cruz and try to get a steal? Yeah,
I think the latter, because the foul option guarantees 4 points one way or another.
Inbounding Walters. Penguins with full court pressure. Every single Penguin in the backcourt. Nobody on Walters, the inbounder. Walters looking. Looking, finds Fulcher,
right.
And the Penguins will foul.
Yeah, you're right.
Fulcher, the 6'2" freshman from Westland, Oregon, will go to the line to shoot two. So generally, Stu, the bigs are not as good at shooting free throws.
Fulcher's 5 for 6.
The rest of the team, but Fulcher, as you mentioned, a good shooter, a good three-point shooter too.
A good free throw shooter with the game on the line.
First one from Fulcher, no good.
Because a four-point game and a three-point game are worlds apart.
14.8 seconds left. Fulcher to ice it. Second free throw. No good. Rebound. Sang. Ikeora with the jump ball call. Possession will go to the Penguins with 12.7 seconds left.
Well, the D's just got a ray of hope. Two free throws missed out of Fulcher. And then a very quick jump called. But I notice, Forrest, that Sydney LaRocca came off the floor holding her right hip and limping, so she may have gotten wrapped up in that last play. 73-70, Penguins trail, 12.7 seconds left. Well, we've seen much closer games than this, if you can imagine it, much less time with even more of a differential, and the Penguins coming to win. Can they get it done again tonight? It's going to require 94 feet and a three ball to tie it.
Penguins will be inbounding on the far sideline, just this side of half court.
Well, that's not even 94. They just got more of an advantage. Oh, the Penguin fans are sick, and the Penguin broadcasters are even more sick.
LaRocca, Ikeora, Collins, Cruz, and Scott. How will they get Scott open to tie it, to send it to overtime for a trip to the tournament? Inbound Scott, far corner, down low, Ikeora off the glass. Good with 9 seconds exactly.
No window.
The Penguins.
No whistle.
No whistle as Ikeora wanted to draw a foul there underneath the bucket, and the Eagles just let her go smartly, 73-72. Now the Penguins will foul on the inbound pass if the Eagles don't turn it over.
I got it. Do you think that that play was set up to get to Ikeora, assuming she would draw the foul, and the Eagles were heads up enough to leave their hands back? Let her score too.
I would have to believe so.
Yeah, don't go in hard.
Because Ikeora on almost every single attempt tonight from inside the paint has had a defender plastered to her.
Yeah.
So this time on the side of the Eagles to let her go, and Coach Lacoste is going to foul here on the inbound pass.
Got to. 9 seconds exactly to go, but Ikeora is 2 for 4 from the line. I assume on that last play that the Penguins were going to try to draw some foul and hope she could get it to fall. Well, she got it to fall, but no whistle.
Barring an errant pass or a turnover, the Penguins will have to foul with 9 seconds exactly, trailing by one for a spot in the PacWest tournament. On the line here tonight, guaranteed fifth place, no lower if they beat Concordia. And we have 9 seconds remaining with the Penguins trailing 73-72. But this time, Stu, if two free throws do go down on the side of the Penguins, it's still a one-possession game.
A one-point game. No time will come off. And either way, the DUs are going to have a chance with a three ball to tie it. A three ball could win it if one of the free throws don't go. And just keep in mind, everybody, that Fulcher, in her last appearance, missed two. There was only 14 and a half seconds to go at that time.
Penguins will not have any timeouts left, so they will have to go the full 94 feet.
Yeah.
73-72, Concordia leads. Ikeora, LaRocca, Scott, Collins, and Cruz for the Penguins.
I like that five. I think I'd choose that five to finish the deal right here.
Inbounding will be Sang right in front of the Concordia bench. Sang looking, finds Fulcher, Fulcher is trapped, and she's fouled with 5.3 as four ticks come off.
That seemed like a long time that it took the Penguins to get in there and get the foul already.
5.3 seconds. That foul is on Sydney LaRocca. That's her fourth. Fulcher, who just missed two free throws, has to shoot two more. And the pressure of missing those last two bearing down on Fulcher. First one up, and it's perfect.
If she misses this one, though, Forrest, she leaves the door open for the Penguins to get it to Scott to finish the game.
Fulcher toes the line for her second, looking to make it a three-point game. 74-72, 5.3 seconds, and it's good.
Now Penguins. Scott needs the miracle three to tie it.
Four coming up is LaRocca. Three across the timeline,
oh, no.
And LaRocca
no.
loses it. 0.2 seconds left. LaRocca loses it coming across the timeline, and that is it. Penguins will drop this one to Concordia Irvine. 75-72, shooting two free throws. Will be free off. Mondave checks in for the Penguins. Free off to shoot two free throws.
LaRocca picked up her fifth, and she's gone.
Free off's first free throw is good. And Stu, as we know, it's impossible to get a shot off with less than 0.3 seconds.
0.3 is the number.
So will it be 76 or 77 for Concordia as the Concordia Eagles will improve to 15-9 overall, 12-6 in the Pac-West. Penguins will fall to 17-9 overall, 11-7 in the Pac-West. And the Pac-West berth for the Penguins will have to wait.
It's gotta wait.
Barring a win 48 hours from now as Cal Baptist comes into the Conlin Center.
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be a big one. And again, tons of pressure on the Penguin women to try to get it done and secure that berth. It looked good for the Penguins as they played well in the second quarter tonight. I think that first quarter came back to haunt them. And down the stretch, Concordia was nails, and I got to give it to Walters, hitting that big three with 22 seconds to go. Top of the key, clean look, finished the game. As far as I'm concerned, that's how it went. All right, everybody, we had a great game tonight. Unfortunately, the Concordias got past the Penguins, and that's a tough one to lose. We're going to let Brandon Cadiz finish this up the sidelines right here on Penguin Radio.
Well, guys, it was a tough one here tonight. The Penguins drop in what could have been the playoff clincher, 77-72. And a big three-pointer by Montana Walters was what really set the score apart for the Penguins, hitting that three-pointer straight up on the center of the key. But if there's anything to take away from this game is that the Penguins continued to battle on. We'll look forward to the Cal Baptist game. Definitely a tougher opponent, but it is still a winnable game for the Penguins. This might not be the last matchup the Penguins see against Concordia. That could be a potential first round matchup inside the PacWest tournament. A great game by Sydney LaRocca, finishing with 15 points, and that tied her best career game against Dixie State. Turnovers seem to be the late part for the Penguins, with Scott not being able to handle that three-pointer and LaRocca ultimately turning it over at the last second. But the Penguins battled, and that's all that they had here inside the Conlin Center tonight. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon Cadiz. Well, Baptist is here in a couple of days. I'm not sure what they're doing or who they're playing tonight, but coming into tonight's action, the Penguins 11-6, Baptist 12-6. So another tough war in 48 hours right here at the Conlin Center. The Penguin women, they're going to have to get over this period of mourning quickly and focus on Baptist. Can they get it done? Can the women go to the postseason for the third consecutive year? No one knows, but right now, as of right now, it's not clinched, and the DUs are just going to have to step up. We've got the men's game coming up in about 20 minutes, 23 to be exact. Forrest and I will be here for that one right here on Penguin Radio. We'll send it back to the studio now for our regular programming.